Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. A Chattanooga resident is the social media director for an international organization with around 30,000 members. Avery Krause joins us today to talk about being in charge of social media for the Society for Creative Anachronism. That's a living history group focusing on the Middle Ages. Avery, welcome to Around and About.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And your Twitter feed, your Twitter handle is at SCA Social. I want to quote one of your recent tweets on your Twitter feed. It says, "We like to spread medieval awesome all over the place." What does that mean?
It means exactly what it says. I think that the SCA is one of the most incredible, engaging organizations, not just because of the Middle Ages, but because of everything that we do, and learning and history and recreation. So I believe that we're awesome. And one of my goals as the social media guy is basically to spread that around, to get as many people as I can aware of how awesome an organization this is.
I think people immediately associate people dressing up as knights in armor with the SCA, but I understand there's more to it than just that.
There absolutely is. The SCA is not just a combat organization, though that is very much one of the largest draws that we have, both armored combat, fencing, equestrian activities, archery. But we also do anything they did in the Middle Ages, whether it's costuming, stained glass, scrollery, calligraphy and illumination, cooking. There are hundreds of thousands of medieval recipes out there that you can find and that we have found, and we cook at our events so that you can taste food that would have been eaten by somebody 1,000 years ago. And that's really the core of what we do, is we do what people did 1,000 years ago, from the most mundane things like setting up a tent and arranging your wooden furniture to the most grandiose, stunning things like full jousting matches in armor with horses and bridles and the whole nine yards.
And it really is an international organization. I don't think I realized that until I started doing a little research. You have SCA's chapters all over the world.
Oh, yes. We're in every state of the 50 states, every province in Canada. We have groups in we have a kingdom, which is a regional organization that covers Europe and Asia. So we have groups in London and groups in Paris and groups in Thailand, groups in Japan. We have a huge following in Australia, where Australia and New Zealand are their own kingdom. They got so large that they were able to support themselves in the region. And we have well over 1,000 people down under that play in the SCA. So we are literally on every corner of the earth. Five continents is what we touch. We're just not in South America and Antarctica, and we're working on at least one of those two.
And so you're doing the Facebook and the Twitter for all of these people in this organization. Well, it seems like kind of a dichotomy. On one hand, you're very dedicated to medieval reenactment. And on the other hand, hey, Facebook, Twitter.
It is really funny. I even had one of our ceremonial heads, the queen of the region that we're in now, at an event last fall. I recommended to her, we had a whole team that was actually following the events of a tournament and posting about it on Facebook, posting pictures from each round, updates to the status, almost as if you were following the play-by-play of a March Madness tournament. And people were liking and commenting and following by the hundreds, because it was such a fascinating thing to watch, particularly for the people who couldn't be there. And I told the queen about this, and I said, hey, can you give them some kudos when we all gather this evening for royal court? And she looked at me with this peculiar look in her eyes and said, we're Facebook and the Middle Ages, and we're sure. Why not? Absolutely, that service. And it really is interesting, because we are beginning to use modern technologies to supplement the medieval experience. We hope that you'll never see someone with their iPad out next to the guy who's putting on his helmet.
Yeah.
But we'll step away, post an update, and step back into the medieval atmosphere just to connect those who can't be there.
And you've been doing this for about a year now. For people who are just getting started in this and they're trying to use something like Twitter or Facebook to promote their organization, what kind of advice would you have for them?
One of the things I do every day on my own Facebook page is I post my social media tip of the day. I've got several hundred people that follow me on Facebook, and several of the regional and local media officers from our organization that follow me. So, you know, I administrate those as well. And one of the things I post every day is a little hint and tip. And the one that is central to me, the one that I keep coming back to over and over again, is be there. You can't get started on Twitter until you get started on Twitter. You can't get started on Facebook until you get started on Facebook. And I know that seems dreadfully apparent.
Yeah.
But in a real sense, the hardest part of beginning any kind of social media endeavor is beginning it. And what you'll find is once you build a following, even if it's five people that follow your Twitter account, now you know there are five people who are waiting for you to say something, and that'll get you to say something.
And the SCA is at SCA Social. What is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Avery W. Krause, and you can search, if you search SCA Social Media on Twitter, you will also find me because I have that tagged in my profile.
And the Shire of Vulpine Reach here in the Chattanooga area, how can people get involved with that?
If you're interested in looking for the SCA where you are, the first stop I would refer you to is our Facebook page, facebook.com/currentmiddleages, because we are the current Middle Ages. And that's a great way to get started with the SCA as a whole. And once you've liked those, there are tools and resources to get you down to your local branch. Here in Chattanooga, you can literally just Google SCA Chattanooga, and we're the first thing that comes up. You can even Google Medieval Chattanooga, and we're the first thing that comes up. And the same can be said of pretty much anywhere. I know WUTC has listeners all over the place, and no matter where you are, you can Google SCA Topeka or SCA Winchester or whatever. You might have to fiddle through some things like the toilet paper manufacturer is known as the SCA, and there are other organizations. But you can filter through all those and locate the medieval organization that you're really looking for. Look for words like barony, shire, kingdom, canton. Things like that will help distinguish which page is for us and which page is for another organization.
Well, Avery, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be here.